free throws. Minnesota 67.4%, Indiana just 63.8%. Gophers do not lead too often.
Indiana Associate Director of Athletics Kit Pickelhofer and the voice of Indiana University Basketball and Football on radio, Don Fisher.
Thank you, Chuck. Ladies and gentlemen, for the past 50 years in football and the past 45 years in basketball, Ray Christensen has been the play-by-play voice of the University of Minnesota. Ray is retiring at the end of this season, and we didn't want to make his final appearance here at the Assembly Hall go without acknowledgement. Ray, you have always been a tremendous person for athletics. Not only have you represented our profession with class and dignity, I want to tell you that you've been an inspiration to me in many ways. Your talent is going to be missed. It's going to be missed especially by those folks up in Minnesota who get to hear you all the time, but it'll be missed by sports fans in general who have an opportunity to hear you over the years. You've been a credit to the profession. We have a plaque here that we'd like to present you. It's got a piece of the old fieldhouse floor. It's also got a piece of the original Assembly Hall floor, and we want you to be the happiest man in your retirement of anybody that we've known. Ray, congratulations. Terrific job.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, your starting lineup for this evening's Big Ten Conference basketball game. For Minnesota, out of forward, a 6'7" junior from Rosedale, Mississippi.
Usually when I do a game at Indiana, I cry after the game because of the final score, and I had not expected this at all. I had been given a commemorative basketball, one of just 200, before the game by the Indiana broadcast crew. That was Don Fisher who made the announcement. And now this. it's amazing. But in the meantime, we got play-by-play to do, and I still got a pull for the Gophers, you realize. But very nice. Our association with Indiana University and with the broadcasters and every aspect of that association has been wonderful. Kit Klingelhoff, the media relations director, was the one who handed me the plaque. It was lovely. This Assembly Hall seats 17,257, and they're honoring 100 years of basketball tonight, and especially the top players, the top 15, it's somewhere along the line. In fact, I'll do it right now. This is alphabetical. Steve Alford, Damon Bailey, Walt Bellamy, Kent Benson, Quinn Buckner, Calvert Cheney, Archie Dees, A.J. Guyton, Alan Henderson, Bob Leonard, Scott May, George McGinnis, Jimmy Rail, Don Schlunt, and Isaiah Thomas. And I realize I must be ready to retire because I have done play-by-play with every one of those players except Don Schlunt. He was the early 50s. Now, Bob Leonard was also the early 50s. I didn't start basketball till 56, 57, but I did the Lakers in the late 50s, so I got to do Leonard in those years. And it's been a privilege. A lot of great basketball history. While you look here and everywhere you see the red of Indiana.
Friday, Ramona and I attended a memorial service for Dr. E.W. Zebarth, who died last Tuesday at the age of 90. E.Z. was a distinguished scholar, dean of the College of Science, Literature, and the Arts, interim president of the University of Minnesota, a remarkable radio analyst, and much, much more. He installed in me a respect for and a love for the English language. He made it possible for me to teach radio speech and radio drama in the General Extension Division of the university. But what he did most for me was to believe in me. My family has always believed in me, but in 1952, in my second year of doing Gopher football, I reported correctly that Jimmy Soltaugh caught Paul Giel's pass and ran for a touchdown. That night, at a social gathering, I was not there. Someone said that it hadn't been Jimmy Soltaugh, but someone else, based on the radio broadcast that person heard. E.Z. replied, "If Ray Christensen said it was Jimmy Soltaugh, then it was Jimmy Soltaugh."
That story got back to me, and I was thrilled that someone other than my family, someone as prestigious as E.W. Zeebarth, had believed in me. EZ never stopped believing in me, and for that, I am eternally grateful. Thank you, EZ. Simmons cannot penetrate, gets it back out again. Now Schilling has it. Over to the open Burleson. He'll try a three. There it is! But kept in the air by Schilling and then picked up by Reichardt. Good effort by Schilling. Got inside Bradley. Driving Burleson all the way to scoop it up and in. Burleson! Back out Fleming from the outside. Well off target. Hagen with a muscular rebound and a basket. Hagen! Ten seconds on the shot clock. Fleming with the ball. He starts to drive, puts up the outside shot, and hits it with 3 seconds on the shot clock. Clears it back over. Burleson from the outside hits another three. What a game he's having. Whoa! 18 points. Pass to the left side. Fleming with it. Takes it around to the right side. Now to Simmons for a three. That's good! Fleming to Simmons. Into the front court. Ball deflected away from Harrington by Simmons, but he gets it back. Shovels it out for a long one by Shelton that is partly deflected. The loose ball picked up by Simmons, who jams it home. Starting to move is Hill. His pull-up jumper partly deflected by the Gophers and kept in play nicely by Burleson, grabbed by Bennett. Pass back to Burleson on the right side from three. A basket. Burleson started it. He finished it. Into the lane, batted away and picked up by the Gophers. Schilling, who has played well on defense. Left side to the corner. Simmons all alone, and he sinks the three. They had him uncovered, and he took advantage of it. Seconds left. Loose ball on the floor. The Gophers have it and take it into the front court. Simmons goes all the way in. It rolled off, tapped up, and in by Bennett. Clears it back out and taken away by Bennett. Gophers ball. Long pass. Schilling in the front court up the baseline. Pull up basket. Clears it over. It is intercepted by the Gophers, and here comes Simmons into the front court. All the way in, up and off. Put up and in on the follow-up by Reichardt. Gophers into the front court. 3-on-2 for now. Then over to Reichardt. They take advantage of the 3-on-2, and Reichardt scores. Ball stripped away. The Gophers get it. A play by Bennett. The rebound by Schilling. Burleson in the front court. Over to Schilling. Starts to drive into the lane. Puts it up and in. Schilling! Moves around a double pick. And off to the side. A three-pointer. Is good! Simmons ties it at 61 apiece. He's ready, puts it up, it is off, not good, two-point lead only, Bennett with the rebound. Gophers into the front court, Simmons with it, 18 seconds left.
Simmons starts the drive, gets into the lane, all the way, it's good! With 13 seconds left, Simmons puts it in. Into the lane, knocked away, Gophers ball, picked up by Schilling, into the front court, Simmons with the ball, back over to Fleming. He drives in, that time he makes it, and he was fouled. Ties the game and will go to the free throw line with 1:17 to go. So we come to the end of my principal profession for half a century, broadcasting what goes on in a sports event. 50 years and 510 games of University of Minnesota football. 45 years and 1,309 games of Gopher basketball. I should be tired, but I'm not. A lot of other games, high school, college, professionals. Mark Christel, my producer, has been with me just over a year. It's been a good year. Thank you, Mark. My son, Jim, has been with me for 25 years, over 500 football and basketball games at my side. You have made every game in which you've worked with me a better game for me, Jim. And as a father, you've made me a better man. Thank you. I love you. This has been a wonderful and rewarding part of my life, but it's never the only part. I'm ready to move on. One thing more. Broadcasting is, or at least should be, one person trying to communicate something to one other person, not a specific person. I hope I have reached you. And as always, I thank you for listening. This is Golden Gopher Sports.